previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Always love your feedback. Thank you very much. We were talking earlier about Khada's news story about the EMPD specifically. They made the news when they uncovered how many... we were talking about the vetting process just the other day when it comes to the police force, because you often hear in the news now, these days, you hear reports of corruption and people speculating about the vetting and the recruiting process. Like how... And then it came out, according to this news article, that there are a lot of policemen, obviously not all.
No.
There are thousands and thousands of good, amazing, dedicated police men and women in our country. But unfortunately, the ones that make the news are the ones that make the news like this morning at 6 o'clock that are in the police force as convicted criminals. And we're like, how does it happen? Then you read further, and you notice that since a certain year, I don't want to be speculating here, but maybe 2021, whatever, there'd be no fingerprints taken or something along those lines. There's just basically a big problem with the vetting process. And the recruitment process and possibly even the training. I don't know. It is just a problem. Thank you very much for your feedback. I appreciate it a whole lot.
This is absolutely ridiculous. As a teacher, we have to clear the sexual offences and criminal register every year. So every year, we have to give our fingerprints, our ID numbers, everything, and they check whether we are registered on any of those. Shouldn't it be the same for any other public servant? Unbelievable. No wonder private security companies are doing so well in this country. No one trusts the police anymore.
I've heard the expression, with your jaw dropped to the floor, but I've never experienced that until you've read out what you just read out. I found myself looking in the rearview mirror with my mouth wide open in shock. I mean, if you apply for a new job, most companies these days do a criminal check on you. I mean, I'm an electrician and they did a criminal check on me. And some of the sites I work at, I have to go do polygraph tests. And that's just to do electrical work. I'm not looking after anybody else's well-being. I'm not protecting anybody. I'm not enforcing law. It's absolutely appalling. It's shocking.
Now, to your point, now that it's out in the open, what's going to happen next?
Yes, that's what I want to know.
How are we going to fix this problem? And I think that is probably one of the most asked questions in our country. And it's a question that comes up even with this purple campaign. Everybody's turning their social media purple. Why? Because there's a massive drive happening, and the call for action is for the 21st of November, where South African women will silence the nation. I'm reading here from this press release. And the press release goes, we call on all women and members of the LGBTQ plus community across South Africa to refrain from all paid and unpaid work in workplaces, universities, homes, and to spend no money for the entire day to demonstrate the economic and social impact of their absence. And the reason this is done is because of our staggering, shocking statistics in this country. They're saying South Africa, we cannot at the G20 speak of growth and progress until you address this problem, this pandemic, these shocking stats, until you not only acknowledge them, but address them, right? They say we demand that gender-based violence and femicide be declared a national disaster.
Which
not
is.
Tomorrow, not at another summit, but now. And then they go on and they list, you know, various ways of how you can participate in this, what do you call it, protest?
I suppose, for me, I want to call it a movement, hopefully a groundswell,
So it's not just about, you know, turning your profile pic on social media purple.
No.
The reason that is done is to force people and to disrupt enough for people to ask why.
Yeah, what's going on?
And now that people are saying why, what is this purple thing on social media about? This is what it's about. And this movement was started by a certain organization. Listen, it doesn't matter who starts it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
Very important.
The big question is, what is the most effective way? Is this the most effective way for disruption, for getting people to focus on this, for getting government to take it more seriously? I mean, for me, the irony of all of this is juxtaposed. This is on the same morning where those police stats are in the news as well.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it, Felicity, earlier. Doing nothing is not the answer.
No.
We have to do something. And I know sometimes people are jaded and, it's another one and the 16 days of activism again still coming and do they have an impact? And I think they do. I mean, sure, that 1956 Women's March to the Union Buildings in Pretoria was a seminal moment in our history. I think if it's done right, it can have lasting legacy, but it has to be done right.
I also just want to point out, for me as a woman, this is not a woman hate men conversation. This is not. The amount of GBV that is perpetrated against women and children, the overspill onto the families as well that have to deal with the trauma. It's, yes, it is the women that have to deal with the trauma, but also it affects the families. So this is not a case of women against men. We want to take hands with you, but something needs to be done. And it is, as a mother of three girl children, I am just, you know, there's a stat. 1 in 4 women in this country have been assaulted. I am 1 in 4. In this building, there is another 1 in 4. We can't carry on like this.
What are your thoughts? Are you going to participate? That's the obvious question. Hoe voel jy daaroor? 084-850-0942. 084-850-0942. A lot of people in the country asking, what is this? Why are people turning their profile pictures on social media purple? It is a call by a certain organization, and it's the day before G20. I mean, it is deliberately chosen for that day, right? The 21st of November, they are calling for a women's shutdown in our country. They are calling for people not to work, no paid or unpaid labor. What is the organization's name again?
Women for Change, South Africa.
They are asking people not to spend their money and withdraw from the economy for one day, to join a 15-minute standstill by lying down for 15 minutes at 12 o'clock that day to honor the 15 women murdered every day and bring South Africa to a complete standstill, to wear black, change your profile picture, etc., etc., etc. This is what they are calling for. This is the drive, apparently, for the 21st of November. We all are in agreement. Something, for goodness sake, needs to be done.
Yes.
The question is, how do you feel about this proposal? Will you participate? Yes or no? Hoe voel jy daaroor? 084-850-0942. Jou terugvoering is al onbelangrik.
There is absolutely no question. I definitely will be participating.
I am 1 in 4 and I stand behind this protest 100%.
As a man, it is my duty and my responsibility to protect those around me, especially the women in my life. And the sad part is, I know personally of at least 4 women that have been assaulted in this country, and that's only in the last 2 years.
Ek gaan die 21ste November definitief ondersteun. Ek het nog nie 'n vrou ontmoet in my lewe, nog nie een nie, wat nie aangerand is, either seksueel of fisies nie. Nie een vrou nie.
I'm sure you can read more about this on our social media and on our website. We'll keep tabs on it. And yeah, 21 November, something needs to be done. And not just something small, something big needs to be done. I definitely agree with that. I don't know, in a country like ours, whether it is realistic to ask women not to work.
See, I have to agree with you on that. The issue for me with this as well, yes, in a first world country, the ability to say, I won't go to work today and not get paid is a lot easier. And 80% of the women in this country can't afford to literally go, I won't go to work today.
Yeah.
And now you've got to go and give a letter to your boss, because they give you a letter you can give to your boss about, you know, taking the day off, whatever. Your boss can still say no. And now you are putting yourself and your job possibly in jeopardy. It is so complicated and complex in this country.
I don't think you'll ever do a thing like this and it'll be perfect.
Yeah.
I don't think for a second that every single woman or man or anybody called to action here will do it. However,
yeah,
if it has some effect, if it affects some change,
yeah,
if it saves some lives,
yeah,
if it resonates with one decision maker, only one, and it changes one police station or one thing in the way that we deal with GBV in our country.
Yeah.
For me, that'll be a measure of success.
Yeah.
We can't do nothing.
That's probably why I feel slightly like you. Like, it's great initiative, but also, should we not be going to police stations? Should we not go to Parliament, to the union buildings, to the lawmakers, the people who can actually affect the change that we want? I kind of feel like we'll do the thing, and I hope it's successful, but it'll place undue economic pressure,
yeah,
on those people who already suffer the most. So who's going to really feel the pinch of this? Is it the cops that we need to stand up and actually do their jobs in the way that we expect them to? Is it the lawmakers who are going to be more effective at prosecuting criminals? I kind of feel like, yes, let's get the whole country moving, but where are we taking our anger?
And then there is a whole other topic,
yeah,
about how do you change the minds of the perpetrators?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where does that even start?
Yeah, because we haven't started.
That is a ridiculously large,
yeah,
conversation,
yeah,
in this country.
Absolutely.
Who a lot of also were victims when they were children.
That is alles omvattend, maar you got to start somewhere. You got to do something. I appreciate your feedback a whole lot, and I encourage it. 084-850-0942. And even if you run out of space for this topic this morning, now, we'll get back to it. You trust me, but also keep it going on social media. And on the blog post, follow us on social media, and also go and check out jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.